I am Neela Syamkolli, Principal PM Manager at Microsoft. In this video, I'll provide you a brief overview of DPM and how DPM 2016 that was just announced can help you in reducing overall backup TCO. DPM can protect various business workloads like SQL, SharePoint, Exchange, file server, whether they're running on physical servers, Hyper-V, or VMware. DPM backs up data to disk to meet tight RTO requirements of operational recovery. Optionally, data can be backed up to cloud for meeting their offsite copy, compliance, or long-term retention goals. DPM can protect Windows clients and VMs running on Hyper-V. With recent DPM 2012 R2 announcements, DPM can now protect VMs running on VMware using agentless backup technology. DPM 2016's modern backup storage technology helps in reducing overall backup TCO. DPM 2016 reduces storage consumption by 50%, 3 times faster backups, and the ability to configure workloads to specific storage targets helps in optimal storage utilization for backups. Windows 2016 brought in various storage enhancements like RFS cloning. DPM 2016 now leverages these modern technologies like RFS cloning, Dynamic VHDX to reduce overall TCO of backup. DPM 2016 also introduces workload volume affinity technology that helps in optimal storage utilization. Private cloud deployments are much more performant, secure, and cost efficient with Windows 2016. Windows 2016 introduced resilient change tracking that improves VM backup resiliency. DPM VM backups are now resilient with RCT technology, and DPM do not need to go through painful consistency check in scenarios like VM storage migration. DPM can detect and protect VMs stored on S2D, RFS-based SOFS cluster seamlessly without any manual steps. Windows 2016 VMs are more secure with shielded VM technology, and DPM can protect and recover them securely. Windows 2012 R2 clusters can be upgraded to Windows 2016 using rolling cluster upgrade technology without bringing down the production environment. DPM continues to backup VMs, and so no backup SLMs while rolling cluster upgrade in progress. DPM can now protect VMware VMs as well. DPM 2012 R2 deployments can be upgraded to DPM 2016 with few simple steps. DPM 2016 will continue to backup of data sources without rebooting production servers. So, no need to worry about rebooting production server or backup interruptions with upgrade to DPM 2016. Thank you for watching this video. Be sure to go through reduce overall TCO of backup using DPM 2016 modern backup storage technology.